they hate. And I know better than to listen to the people who are calling us names. I can feel the sunlight shining.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name's Brian, and today is Thursday, April 17th, 2024, and this is episode 679 of the Lots Project podcast, and it's titled Meet Sydney. I'll be chatting about how we came to have a new pet, a side-by-side comparison of three customer service experiences, and a little bit more. Good morning. Wow, guys, it's been a rough morning. It's been a runaround crazy morning, and I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to finally get the hit go and let it go. But let's check in the live chat, see who's hanging out, see who's here from the coffee crew. Grab a cup and hang out for about an hour. We will chat about some fun stuff. Ah, man, running this morning. Got up, wasn't really ready to get up. A little tired this morning and just been behind. And then I got distracted. I got distracted by a Facebook comment. Some people, when they say things, I can't help myself. I'll explain in a second, but first let's check out what's in the cup. Today I got a light roasted Guatemalan from foodforestfarms.com. It is a fantastic light roast coffee that is just, it sits well on your tongue. It wakes you up. It perks you up. And I definitely needed to get a little bit in me here before we got rolling this morning. And I was too busy pounding away on the keyboard on my phone to notice that it was time to go on the show. And then it was time to go on the show. And I haven't even had my customary couple sips before I started. So sorry, guys, you were a little delayed here. That should do it. Let's see who's hanging out over in all the chats. Good morning, Gen G, in early, in first, Rewilder Life. Thanks for stopping. Jim in on the live feed on YouTube, and I'm guessing over there on Noster, too. Good morning, Hunter, over on Twitch. Pickle Pete swinging in. Pip, cheers, gang. Happy Friday Eve. You just wrapped up at work. Didn't you just get at work? Jen's had a cold for the last week. Oh, man, that sucks. 4 years, though. But, yeah, you got to think that you're going to get it every once in a while. Guys, I'm like a little congested this morning. I can hear it in my chest. Whew. that might help. The pollen around here and everything is just exploding, and it's like a new adventure every day. Saturday, guys. Hopefully this will be all fixed on Saturday. Good morning over there, Mike's Homestead. Thanks for swinging in on the vertical feed. I appreciate that. And Jim. There's Jim. Good morning, Jim, over on the Noster feed, too. I can't wait for this internet to be back to normal. Dang leaves. Pickle Pete says yes, for sure. And Pickle Pete posted a picture. Pickle Pete posted a pictures over in the Telegram group of a surprise he found in his Airbnb yesterday. And he said he himself found his secret pooper. Rewilder Life says a box fan with a HEPA filter on it helped us a ton with allergies. And all the pet hair and dust, I know space is limited. Yeah, I've looked at that. I can only imagine how many filters I'd have to go through. And I'm sure you can rewash them and clean them, but it's insane. We could wash them long enough that until the dog slobber got on him. And once the dog slobber gets on him and the hair gets in the slobber and the slobber dries, it's game off. It is definitely game off. But I guess that captures the hair and dander from not flying around in the, the $1 blue ones. That is, you're brilliant. You are brilliant. Thanks, Rachel. We'll have to figure that out and look into that too, but we'll see. We'll see. Anyway, what do we have on the docket this morning? I have, we had a crazy morning yesterday after I left you guys. If you're in the Telegram group, you know all about it. Well, part of it. But basically today, I think I'm just going to tell you about how our interesting day went yesterday. And try not to itch my legs too much. So not only do I'm like an absolute walking disaster right at the moment. I got this the pollen allergy thing going on. I got absolutely crushed by, I have to feel that it was chiggers, but it might have been little tiny ticks. I don't have any stuck. I don't have any embedded, but I just got crushed right around the top of my boots and my socks. It must have been Tuesday when I was out at Tim's. And I don't know if I stepped in a nest or stood in a nest or what it was, but holy crap. I am just, my legs from my knees down, I'm just taking the new Benadryl gel. Anti-itch and like rubbing it on my legs from my knees down. It's unbelievable. Those little pimple thingies. They're just, they make me want to, I told Corey yesterday, do you guys know when you eat like carnivore or keto, high protein diets, your nails grow a lot faster? That's one thing I just picked up on when I was eating that way. And, I told Corey on our walk yesterday, my legs itched so much that I wanted to just eat meat constantly for 3 or 4 days, let my nails grow and dig the skin off my legs. That's what I felt like yesterday. It was insane. Wasn't bad overnight. I popped a Benadryl last night, and I've been using that gel cream on the thing. So I haven't been itching them. I haven't been itching them, but, I know if I do. See, the thing is, you know, if you touch them, they're 100 times worse. So if you can just make it through the time that it takes the Benadryl to kick in or the cream to work, it works. It works. But there are these intermittent times where I'm just like, oh my God, yeah, I want to cut my legs off at the knees and just start again or something, regrowth, make maybe prosthetics at the knees. But I don't know. It's rough, but we'll persevere. I will get through it. We'll make it happen. But yesterday morning, we got done with our walk. And if you remember it'd be a couple months now, maybe. Jim says 100 grit sandpaper. how about like 40 grit? I just take a handful of gravel and rub it on my legs for sure. Hey, Michael Sparks, thanks for jumping over on the live stream over on Noster. Appreciate that. Oh, you're up. Speaking of Michael Sparks, it's your post on Facebook that got me all distracted this morning. Thanks for that. I'll have to pick that back up after the show. Anyway, if you remember a month or two, maybe a month ago, it was probably a month ago, Corey and I were out at Delinquent Scully. We were doing some work over the weekend, and we found some shells in the woods, little snail shells and hermit crab shells. And there was one that had a bunch of turned out to be mud in it. And I brought it home, could see it in there and couldn't really tell if it was a snail hiding back in the shell or what it was, but brought it home and we kind of gave it a habitat and sat there and watched it. And turned out I had pet mud. Yeah. Pet mud for a couple days. I don't know if it was a couple days. Corey kept an eye on it and made sure, and she said, Satoshi the snail. Yeah. And so we had to throw them away. Well, we didn't have to, but we did, because all it was mud and shell. Well, yesterday morning, we were on our walk, and the dogs were doing their normal business. It was right at the beginning of the walk. And Clyde's peeing, and Corey's kind of standing there looking at the grass, and she starts to walk, and all of a sudden she stops. She's like, hold on. I'm like, oh, okay. The dogs seem fine. Do you have to pee too? I'm like, random, we need you to stop. And I said, what's going on? Like, what do you need? And she bends down, and she picks up a leaf, bright yellow leaf. And she's like, look at this. And I had no idea it was. I was across the road, because Norman decides he needs to pee on the one side of the road from the other guys. So at the beginning of the walk, we're on opposite sides of the road. And then I come and meet her on the side we walk on. And so I walk over and I look at it, and there was this big snail on this leaf. And I have no idea how she saw it. It was like down in the grass. I know that like the bright yellow leaf probably caught her attention, but it was just like randomly zeroed in on it, meant to be, meant to see it, meant to pick it up. And so she shows it to me. She's like, this is a snail. We found a snail, because we were all excited when we found the last one. And I was like, oh, that's cool. That's really cool. Like, what do you want to do with it? Should keep it, or should we put it back in the grass? I don't know. And so we decided we're going to keep it. And she's like, you need to hold it. She's like, you only have one dog. I have two dogs. You have to hold the snail. So I proceeded to take the rest of the walk. I got a piece of bark and a leaf, and I walked the snail and the dog for the rest of the walk, probably 15, 20 minutes. So we took our brand new pet on a walk, walked the snail, holding it like this, up, and walking the dog. And get through our walk. Norman had another episode with deciding to just stop walking, that he didn't want to walk on the side of the road, that he wanted to walk in the road, and he didn't want to just move over for the cars to pass. So I had to drag him off the road as far as I could and stand there. And then when the cars passed, Norman was ready to walk again and immediately stepped out onto the road and just kept walking. So we took our snail for a walk. We got home. We kind of knew from the last one that we almost had. Jim says he's not going to get much exercise if you carry him, but it will slow you down some. You would be surprised. That little bugger is kind of fast. We've been observing him in his home, and I'll get to this in a minute, but a snail's pace is not that slow, guys. I mean, there's a few things right off the top of my head that are a lot slower than snails. So I think snails have taken a bad rap, because that little bugger can hum. He can roll pretty fast. Especially when he wants something. So Norman decided he was going to continue on our walk with us. And so we get home. We already kind of knew the habitat from having the shells before that we thought were a snail. So we threw together a Tupperware container, put some leaves and bark and things like that in it, put them in there until we could figure something out. So I came in and started doing some work. Corey had asked me if I could put some holes in the top of the Tupperware. So I burned some holes in the top of a Tupperware. And I said, hey, can you keep an eye on Sydney? We named our snail Sydney, and I'll tell you why in a few minutes here. I said, will you watch him? Her, him, not sure. while I get some stuff done. She's like, yeah. And I put a since you're going to town, you can pick them up an aquarium or a terrarium or something while you're in town. I will just keep them in the Tupperware for now. And so I started doing some work, and Corey started just telling me random facts about snails from the back room off and on. And she was obviously looking into it. And so he was comfortable in his little new habitat. He was sitting on Corey's desk with her for work. I wrapped up and I went to town. While I was at town, I get a message from Corey. I was like, can you get a 5-gallon aquarium? You guys know how big a 5-gallon aquarium is? I mean, it's not as big as like a big fish tank or even a normal size fish tank. But when you live in a camper and have no counter space, no table space, no anything like flat to put anything on, and you're trying to find a 5-gallon aquarium to fit, I was like, man, I don't know if we can do this. So I went to town. I went to Laundromat. I went to Tractor Supply. I went to Kroger. And I went to Walmart. And I went to PetSense and the liquor store. I had a busy day yesterday. After I get done talking about Sydney, I'm going to tell you guys about my customer experiences at a couple of places and how strikingly different they were. Morning, Blakesley Acres. Thanks for stopping in. And so I got done with groceries, laundry, and Tractor Supply, and I started trying to hunt down a habitat for our new pet. And I go to Walmart. Walmart had some pre-made aquarium kits. They had kind of the right size, the right ballpark, a little smaller, but everything came as a fish tank kit. Like basically filtration pumps and Rewild Their Life. Rewild Their Life says this sounds like when we stole fish from a wedding centerpiece. That sounds about like something we would do too. So Walmart had all these pre-made up kits with shit I didn't need. Like, I don't need a fluorescent light and a filter and all this shit. So I was like, there's a PetSense across the street. That's the one that's owned by Tractor Supply. It's not PetSmart. It's not Petco. It's PetSense. So stop in there. I was like, they got to have something. And so I look around, and the biggest I could find, I think this is like a 2.5-gallon terrarium, basically used for either growing crickets or small lizards. But man, the 5-gallon and up tanks got ridiculously expensive. And for something that I don't know if it's going to survive or whatever, I just didn't need to spend over $100 on a tank for it. I could figure something out. I get a 5-gallon, I would just get them a 5-gallon reusable water jug and cut the top off or something. But anyway, I picked up this 2.5-gallon terrarium, brought it home, and Corey's like, well, that one's okay. That one's okay. But we should really keep an eye out for something bigger. So it turns out while I was gone, in her super busy day, which she was, I mean, I have no doubt that she was super busy and super, super busy. And she was able to fit this in. But she, Rewild Little Life's Wonder in Thrift Store. No, stop giving suggestions. We don't need a bigger tank in this house. You should see the size of the snail in the tank. She wants more. She wants more. She wants it to lay eggs. She wants to propagate snails, which I'm all about when we have some place to put them. But I don't know if we have, I would be building a shelf for a 5-gallon terrarium habitat, I guess. I don't even know if it'd be terrarium. Probably. Anyway, I get home and find out Jim says a fishbowl is plenty big enough. What we got is plenty big enough for one snail. But I found out she watched a 12-minute video about snails. I love my wife. I absolutely love her. She found out that they live, can live. Rachel says you're her spirit animal, Corey. I'm okay with that. I'm actually very comfortable with that. I like both of you, so that's perfect. So she found out they can live up to 10 years. Like, we just made a huge commitment, guys. I don't even know how old it is. Average is like 2 to 3, 3 to 5, something like that. They get to be about an inch. they'll get to be about an inch. We're not sure if that is the shell size or the actual snail size. We found out that they're hermaphrodites. That's why we named it Sydney. Well, we named it Sydney when we didn't know if it was a boy or a girl, because Sydney, you know, is one of those names like Corey that, it's halvesies. Like, does anybody in the audience, Corey asked me, she's like, do you know any guys named Sydney? And I'm like, yeah, I do. Does anybody else know, a male Sydney, or am I just odd? Like, I met a lot of people. I've heard a lot of names being behind a bar as long as I was, and then interacting with just people on a daily basis. Corey works with a million people scheduling, and I just can't fathom that she's not a Sydney. Sydney Pollock, Sydney Poitier. I've actually physically, I've like in real life known a couple of guys named Sydney that no one would know. they're not famous by any means. But anyway, so we named Sydney on the sheer fact that it might be, we didn't know if it was a boy or a girl. So we figured we could give it one of the names that could go either way once we find out. Couldn't really find out, or when we did find out, but it turns out it's a hermaphrodite. Good morning, K-Bonk. Way to come in on a solid note. Yeah, our new pet is a hermaphrodite. Wired Edge, good morning. Thanks for stopping in. Says, yes, a guy where I work is named Sydney, but spelled S-I-D-N-E-Y. Yeah, I mean, I just don't. It's a fair name, but that was when we were trying to figure out what it was. But then Corey in her research found out that it is both. So what a perfect name. Pickle Pete says, fun both ways. Yeah, best of both worlds, baby. Best of both worlds. But even better, Sydney will screw himself and give us eggs, hopefully. Corey figured out the habitat that we needed to do in there. We needed to put 3 inches of dirt in the bottom. Luckily, I had dirt from a really nice fertile source where it's probably got lots of bugs and critters and things in there for Sydney to have friends. We gave him all the things he needed, a place to go hide, a dark tunnel, leaf matter to eat, things like that. So he is all set. He is all set. Gen G, perfect. Gen G says, go screw yourself then, Sydney, and enjoy it. Sydney, have fun. So some of the cool things. So, like, you think you're nuts. Well, I understand that I am already, but you would think that I was more nuts, that I'm like excited. Jim says, do they fertilize themselves or do they have both so they can go both ways? I'm pretty sure they fertilize themselves because it sounds like they can have eggs. They can lay eggs by when they're by themselves. Like, they can propagate themselves. So I have to assume that they fertilize themselves. she didn't get to as far as learning the growth cycle, like the incubation cycle, is that what it's called? Gestation. If you lay eggs, if a female lays eggs, is it gestation? Or is that only for live born? Gen G says Sydney needs an OnlyFans, hermaphroditic OnlyFans. But Rewilder Life and Jimbo say a live cam. Guys, that is... You didn't think I thought of that? It's in the works. It's in the works. I'm trying to figure out the setup, where it needs to go, and how we're going to do it. But pretty much determined that I'm going to use an old phone and roll up a new YouTube account and do a 24/7 stream. 24/7 stream of the terrarium. And you're like, man, maybe that's pretty boring, a snail. Guys, this thing is pretty interesting. I already started a TikTok for it. I spun up a TikTok for it last night. So I just posted in the comments the TikTok link. If you're over on the Tiggity Talk and you're looking to follow Sydney the Snail, link is there. Or you can search at Sydney, S-Y-D-N-E-Y, dot the Snail, one word. You guys wouldn't understand how many Sydney the Snails are on TikTok already and how many different usernames I had to go through before I could find one that actually worked. It was rough. It was rough. It took a while. It took a while for sure. Jen says, dress Sydney in little costumes. Picklebee says, that's a lot of data. Test Starlink's unlimited policy. Yeah, we'll see. There are definite ways to do things, especially if it gets popular. When they pay for themselves, I don't care. Like if I bring in $150 a month. And I spend $130 a month for a stationary Starlink separate account to live stream. I guess I'm making $20 a month for getting a second Starlink. So I'm more than willing to invest stuff back in. Rewilder Life says, I watch the fish every morning now that they are in the kitchen. Yeah. But Sydney does some really cool stuff. So Corey, while I was at work, while I was at town, she was reading and figuring out what he eats and was wondering if he was hungry. And so she found out that she went and rummaged through the kitchen, found some canned peas, figured he'd eat them. Was that on the list, Corey, of something that they like? Oh, just fruits and vegetables. So she generally assumed that the snail would like peas. She smushed a couple peas, put them in the habitat he was in, and she's like, immediately took off and went straight for one of the peas. She got video of it eating the pea, like eating the middle of the pea. It basically inhaled the whole inside of the pea immediately. Well, not inhaled, like ate it, and then ate a half to three quarters of the skin on the outside. Just mowed it. She's like, he must have been hungry. We got it a water dish. Thanks for the tins, Pete. They work great for water dish for Sydney. A half of one. But we also got a video of Corey got video of the snail drinking water. She was mad because when I did the TikTok, I cut it off before it got a drink of water. It was just like going towards it and like putting its head down, but you can see its little antennas going. It's actually pretty fun to watch. One thing, Pete says is more active than the fish. It can be. It can sleep like 30 hours. Okay, it can sleep 13 to 15 hours, and then 13 to 15 hours it can sleep and then be active for up to like 30. So it's on these long cycles. It wants to see night and day cycles. They are nocturnal, but I think we'll be able to overcome that with some video. I think it's a really cool thing, and seeing that it can live up to 10 years, shit, like, it's really easy to take care of. It appears it's really easy to take care of. And Corey found out the video. Jim says maybe Corey should be telling us the info. Yeah, I mean, if she did a show, she would. I just have to relay the stuff from the smarter one. The video that she found was, it was somebody that was raising them for reptile food, and it sounds like they propagate pretty easy. And I told her last night, I said, so do you want, like, when we stop for a little while and do some setting up and sit down for a little bit, did you want to have like a snail propagation tank? She's like, at least one. So guys, I guess I'm a snail farmer now. I just got my first breeding stock. It's nice with the snails. You only have to buy one or get one. You don't need breeding stock. You just need a breeder, and it'll fuck itself, and we'll be good. But basically they lay their eggs down in the dirt and hatch new snails. So I'm excited. I'm hoping to get a camera on it at some point and roll a 24-hour stream. We'll see. Like Pete said, we got to figure out internet and things like that. But yeah, the TikTok, Corey's phenomenal at taking Corey is very good at taking animal videos. K-Bong says brown snails, escargot. Racing snails. Guys, throw your ideas in the comments. Corey and I had an idea. If we were raising the snails, say like out somewhere where we were doing educational things, that if we were doing a survival class, we could provide students with snails to eat and be like, you know how in preparedness and survival training, there's no substitute for actually doing it. In a lot of training, actually, really, learn it, do it, teach it. That do it part, when you gotta kind of forage for food, when you gotta eat the things that you don't know if you can do it, but you're like, I could do it. So we could have snails ready and teach students how to prepare them and eat them. I thought that was a fantastic idea. Pickle Pete says racing snails. We could bet on the racing snails. That could be a TikTok live for sure. I watch people watch, there'll be thousands of viewers watching stupid, marbles roll down a track to see which one's going to win. Pete says, paint the shells with mini sponsor logos. We could get little decals to put on the sides of their shells. And just have snail races or fighting snails. Pete says karate combat snails. But yeah, Sydney is Sydney's pretty cool. I when we picked it up, I was like, meh. It's going to be nothing. It's going to be a no brainer. It's going to be no. How much for a Reed's Rabbitry sponsorship? You got to be able to come up with a logo that's like this big that people can read. Maybe we'll work out a deal at some point. Don't worry, Hunter. 2000 Satoshis. Oh, We could definitely do, I'm sure we could do a some form of wagering on the snail races using the Lightning Network. I'm guessing. I don't think that would be too difficult to spin up. But anyway, I'll get back to Sydney here at the end, but I wanted to tell you guys about just a general observation of my experience yesterday with customer service and how night and day general attitudes at a store can be and affect the customer's experience. Now, I don't think any of us here own a major retail store. Might work in a major retail store, which is all right, but I don't think any of us here are going to change any of the stores I went to. So I went to Walmart and Kroger and Tractor Supply, maybe the laundromat. The laundromat I go to is absolutely phenomenal. The two girls that Jim says, headline: homeless man arrested in gambling ring exploiting snails. I'm going to start trafficking race snails. Guys, the laundromat I go to, I have to give them props. They are a small local business. I think they have a couple locations. But the employees there, the two young girls and the ones that don't work there anymore that I interacted with, are all phenomenal people. Just always happy, always willing to help, always willing to do the extra things, keep the place spotless, and do a great job. I can't ask for more than that. I walk into a laundromat and the thing is spotless. If there's a machine broke, there's someone there fixing it, like a repair guy there. There aren't week to week the same machines broken, things like that. Like, yeah, I routinely watch someone there fixing one machine. So I'm really impressed by this place. I continue to go back. I want to give them my money. I don't need to find someplace new, even though there's like four laundromats in that town. So that was a pleasant experience. K-Bonk enjoying the medium Peruvian from Food Forest Farm C4 Club. Cheers to the C4 there, K-Bonk. Welcome to the club. You won't regret it. Definitely won't regret it. So the laundromat was a pleasant experience. Tractor Supply was okay. I went and got some more bug spray. to avoid more leg issues when I head out to Tim's property out there. The chiggers and ticks are super thick right now. I need those lizards and shit to start eating them. But Tractor Supply was okay. Super, super, super nice lady checked me out at the register, and we got talking about I had three different types of bug spray. And she's like, having an issue? And we commiserated about mosquitoes because she owns a bunch of hunting property in Indiana. And when they go up to install their food plots, it's like peak mosquito time there. And they have swamp land that borders it or is part of their property. And she's like, the mosquitoes will like pick you up and carry you away. And I was like, oh yeah, I know, I'm from central Minnesota and yeah, I know all about the mosquitoes. I said, but we didn't have those damn chiggers and we only had the big ticks where I came from. And she's like, yeah, she's like, when the first time you experience that, you just want to die, don't you? Especially since you don't know what they are and they just keep coming and they start like 2 days after. Like, yeah, for sure. For sure. Jim says this part of the show brought to you by Deep Woods Off. Like, literally, that's what I bought. If you guys need to know, like, I am pretty cognizant of chemicals. I'm pretty cognizant of preservatives and all that shit. And I know they're not good for you, but if you want to go into the woods and you don't want to get bit by shit, you don't want to get bit by mosquitoes, you don't want to get bit by fucking ticks and chiggers, Deep Woods Off with 40% DEET, can't beat it. Can't beat it. But I'm trying out some two new formulas from, I'm trying out two new formulas from Off. It's a kick and chigger formula that's supposed to kill them on contact. So, like, you put it on your boots. It doesn't just keep them away. It actually kills them. And then there was another one. But I got the green 40% DEET can. I got a blue can and a red can. So I'm going to test those out and see how they work. Like, it can't be any worse than what my legs are right now. And that the problem was I ran out. I usually do my boots and my pant cuffs, and I do good. Like, I do my pant legs, and I do all right. I don't get a ton, but I was out of bug spray the last time I went out, and it's like prime season for them mating and hatching. So that's yuck. We'll see what happens. I'm going to head out there today. But anyway, Tractor Supply was really good. This lady and I bullshitted for, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes. It wasn't real busy. We were commiserating about bugs. But I was there to go get propane, and they were out. They were out again. Ducky tape your pants and boots. No, I don't. I don't tape my pants and boots. I tie my shoes so often. I get into, I never really have a problem. I never really had a problem when I used the bug spray. So it is what it is. If I need to pursue further methods, I will. We use duct tape when we, when we get home. We have duct tape folded over inside out all the time around here. It is a really good method for when you find a tick on you to, if you don't want to burn it immediately, to stick it on the duct tape and they can't get away. If you throw them in the garbage, they're just going to crawl out of the garbage and end up back on you or your dog or wherever. If you stick them to duct tape, they will stick and their little legs will flop and squirm until they die. And that's exactly what they deserve. Sometimes I like to stick them to duct tape and then burn them. That's what I feel about them. So don't get on my tick list. Anyway, they're out of propane at Tractor Supply. And I was like, what? It's not cold. It's not like a holiday weekend. How are you out of propane? Did somebody forgot to order it, I'm guessing. But anyway, that was letdown number one. After great customer service experience, then I asked to get some propane. And she's like, yeah, we're out. Okay, whatever. Jesus, Jen. Don't tick off Brian. Grill season. It's been grill season for a month here, though. K-Bog says, thanks, Joe Biden. Thanks, Joe Biden. Yeah. Anyway, it wasn't there's plenty of other places I can go. And we ran out in between my last two visits to the town. So it's not dire emergency yet. And I can just go down there. It was coming in later that day. Probably if I had stopped on my way home, I stopped there first. It's on the way into town. If I had stopped there on my way home, again, I could have probably got it, but I'm just going to grab it at another time or another place. I like getting a Tractor Supply because the price seems to always be a little lower than the other places. And I get so much that I get my $10 coupons like crazy. I don't know if you use Tractor Supply Company, but when you spend a certain amount of money, they give you $10 off through your membership tracking card. And I buy enough fucking propane there that I get $10 off regularly. So that really brings the price down. So I left the laundromat, went to Kroger went to Kroger to get groceries. And I say it every time I go, and I think it every time I go. I am so glad I started going to Kroger. Absolutely above and beyond thrilled with the fact that I chose to start shopping at Kroger instead of Walmart. the people at this, and it might be this Kroger only. I can't imagine that it is, because I've heard I've heard other people mention the same thing. But the employees, every single employee that I interact with is smiling, is happy, is asking you if they can help you with something, but not like overbearingly. It's not like you're walking into a car dealership and you have like 14 people running over to you and, hey, can I help you look at something? Are you going to hold my eyelids open? Or like, how are you going to help me look at something? But, yeah, just pleasant experience. The aisles could be a little wider, or they could put less shit in the aisles. But I'll deal with it. The store is relatively empty most of the time when I'm there. But man, the one employee that I did run into that had like a kind of a shitty attitude. They had just come back from vacation, and I asked him, I was like, "You doing all right today?" Because I had interacted with him before, and he's like, "Nah, man, I just came back from vacation. First day back, and it's just going sideways. Some people didn't keep up with what they needed to for me." And I think he was like the deli manager or something. And one of the other employees like walked over. He's like, "Man, what can I do to cheer you up?" Like, they were generally concerned that they wanted their employees to be in a good mood. Jim says, "I wouldn't come home with a paycheck if you worked at Tractor Supply." Pickle P says, "It's our Safeway Walmart choice every day. How much pain in the ass do you want?" Yeah, I mean, Kroger is just fantastic. So I get my groceries. I'm standing in line, and I don't do self-checkout. That's one thing I don't do. I don't care where I am. If there is an aisle open other than self-checkout, I use it. If it's the customer service desk, whatever. I don't feel like being trapped into a shoplifting charge. I don't feel like it's not that I don't want to do it. You know, it is a little bit of that. Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm paying in my grocery prices is, your labor for cashier. And so I stood in line. There were a couple open. There were a bunch of self-checkout open. And I don't mind standing in line there because it moves so fast. Like, they're good at what they do. And so I'm standing in line, and some guy goes and he goes, "Hey, come on over here." Opened up another line. It's just like, if you're patient, the clouds just part on a cloudy day at this store almost always. And so I walk over, I check out, just a fantastic experience for getting groceries. I mean, like, literally, I get this excited about getting groceries because it's pleasant. So then I had to go to Walmart because I was going to look for another terrarium, or look for a terrarium. I hadn't found one at Kroger, but never know, though. And I walk into Walmart, and it was like night and day from Kroger. Even the employees in the parking lot all just had like a miserable look on their face. Like they were headed to their car to numb the pain. I walk in, everybody's kind of the customers at Kroger are all upbeat. The customers, the vibe in there, everybody there. You walk into Walmart and it's just like, like, really? So luckily I only needed a few things. I head down, like, beeline to the things I need. I picked those up. I head to the checkout line. And they have 400 checkout lines with three open. And then 14 employees standing by the self-checkout, assisting people to self-checkout. And I don't understand this concept. I don't understand it. But anyway, like I said, so Walmart especially, I will not be doing self-checkout. So I start waiting in line. And I'm observing this woman run a woman. That is putting it generously. Hey, look at that. Fuck. Elon must be in bed with fucking Walmart. They don't want me to talk about this shit. So I'm third in line. All of us, or I have like four things in my hand. The people ahead of me have like their groceries for the week. And so I'm having plenty of time to observe. I'm watching this girl ring this dude up, two ahead of me. And like, if you can see the screen, this is how fast she was moving when she was scanning things in. Like, no urgency. No urgency whatsoever. Slow, slow, slow. The person standing there watching her, like, ring the stuff in. And it was like he was doing gentle swaying motions with his head. She's in her own world. If she can't get it to ring, she just keeps doing it. She reminded me of the girl from Idiocracy at the hospital, like pressing the buttons to try to figure out what was wrong with him. And so I'm watching. She rings all his stuff up. He starts fumbling for his wallet to put his card in. No, she wasn't high. No, she was like, she wasn't high. She wasn't. So he's fumbling for his wallet. He's getting his card out, and she immediately turns completely away from him and starts tapping on her phone. And the guy, like, you know, you put your card in, you've all been to Walmart, you put your card in and it's like authorizing, and the cashier says, please wait for cashier. Dude puts his card in. And he's looking at the reader, and he looks up at her, and she's just over on her phone. From the second that she scanned the last thing, she's on her phone. And he's looking at her, and he's looking down at the screen, and looking at her, and it was probably 20, 25 seconds, maybe a minute. And she kind of, like, glances up. She's like, oh, presses a button on the screen, back to her phone. Guy takes his card out, receipt prints out. She's still on her phone. Like, literally in front of her face, the receipt's, like, pouring out of the fucking receipt printer. And she just sits there on her phone. The guy's like, can I get my receipt? And she hands him the receipt, and he goes. I'm like, this is interesting. I looked at the other lines. I wanted to get in something better, and there was nothing available. Like, the other lines were longer. No one was getting in this one. But they were all moving at a sloth pace. And so the person in front of me is putting same thing, groceries, scanning the item, slow as shit. And I'm standing there watching. Like, I'm not in a hurry to be anywhere, so I've really slowed down, and I'll stand in line. I'll just observe. I observe the world. I observe the shit going on everywhere. And so this girl's ringing the things in super slow. Super slow. Going. And so I'm moving up. And you know how, like, as the person in front of you is done, you can, like, load your stuff onto the belt. And then you're standing kind of like next to them, because their stuff, now they're at the back of their stuff and you're at the kind of the front of your stuff. And so you're standing next to them. And so I'm standing kind of close to the register. And she rings his last thing and immediately turns onto the phone. Same thing as the guy before. Same thing as the guy before. Straight on to the phone. Dude looks at me and he just kind of shakes his head a little bit. I'm like, whatever. He takes his card out, puts it in. Same shit. Doesn't turn. Like, she has one thing she has to do. She has to hit authorize or whatever the fucking button says on her screen she has to push. She's digging on her phone, typing away. And I said, hey, you want to fucking do your job so we can all move on with our day? She didn't even flinch. I look behind her and there was a manager standing at the next aisle over, like at the bagger, like observing employees, making sure they're doing all right. Definitely. I said that loud enough for that manager to hear. And then I kind of perked up over a little bit. I said, hey, loud enough for the manager to hear. Guess what the manager was doing? She was fucking buried in her phone, too. When I checked out, she scanned my shit. And while she was scanning my shit, I said, hey, how you doing today? You having a good day? She didn't even mumble anything back. She just looked at me and then looked down again. And as she's scanning my last item, I said, before you pick up your fucking phone, hit authorize on the fucking screen. And she looked at me like I had four fucking heads and started using her phone again. Pickle P says they were probably text fighting. I mean, you couldn't make it up. You really couldn't make it up. She had no give a fucks. Zero give a fucks. And I was like, this place is like 4 miles from the place I was just at. 4 miles. And that's the difference in customer service. You can't say it's the area around. I mean, I'm sure they pay different. But see what happens when you pay your employees a little more and you give them a little fucking pride. Jim says, headline, homeless man with snail arrested at Walmart. Should I start carrying Sydney around with me? The terrarium has a handle. Should I just take my pet snail with me everywhere? I'm guessing Corey won't let me take Sydney, but if we could get Sydney to have babies, I'm guessing I could rope her in to let me have a portable snail terrarium that I could just carry around with me everywhere I go. Talk to it. I'll have the best customer service everywhere because they're just going to think I'm batshit fucking crazy. Pickle Bee says, get one of those dog strollers for the terrarium. It's my emotional support snail. Sorry, guys. Oh, Pickle Bee says, get a backpack. I could make a backpack terrarium. It's just like a clear poly box with all the terrarium stuff in it, and then I'll attach backpack straps to it so I can get it papered. I could get his lineage. Print up a certificate that says he's an emotional support snail. You have to let me in your business with him, otherwise I'll sue you under the American with Disability Act. Pete says he needs a stroller so he can get the shade. Oh, guys. I try as hard as I can not to go to Walmart. Can't do it. I can't do it. Sometimes you gotta, though. Sometimes you gotta. Pickle Pete says they do that shit to him with the Airbnb. There was somebody in, and it really ticked me off. I'm pretty sure I had a little bit of a rant about it on the show. There was somebody in the Self-Reliance, I think it was the Self-Reliance Telegram group a couple of years ago that was going off about Airbnbs that wouldn't allow dogs and that it's illegal and all of this shit. And I'm like, really? Not really the crowd to play that game, to play that fucking bitch card. It's more the crowd that you should be like, you should probably just find another Airbnb that allows them. If somebody wanted to bring their dog or something, their dog wasn't a service dog, but they were like, well, you just say it's a service dog and you can take it anywhere. Fucking people. What's up, Take a Ride? How we doing this morning? This is, was it a Buc-ee's the other day? And the folks there are nice as hell. They pay pretty well from their poster with the starting wage. Yeah, Take the Buc-ee's is another one that focuses on customer service. I have some insider knowledge on Buc-ee's, but they pay okay, but they treat their employees. Their hourlies are treated well. Their salaries and their management kind of treated like trash. They get soured after they get there for a while. From my understanding, just from the gas industry and stuff, you hear a lot of shit. It is what it is. It is what it is. And everybody always wants to be paid more. Buc-ee's does it right, though. They understand that it's customer service, and without their customers, they're not going to be what they are. And they just need people in the door and saying good things about them. That kind of takes us over the hour here, but it was an interesting day. It was an interesting day for sure. Big props to Kroger. Shitty time at Walmart. Tractor Supply, you're out of propane. Come on, do better. You have a 5,000 gallon fucking propane tank out there, and you're filling like 7 gallons at a time, 3 gallons at a time. Do better. Sydney's doing well. I think he's taking a nap. We'll get more videos of him. Like I said, I can post it here again. I'll see if it'll let me paste it again. Post it here again in the comments if you haven't headed over to TikTok. I know if you don't use TikTok, I apologize, but that's where we're going to put him for now. Expanding at some points, depending on how well it does, and possibly going into that live stream of his terrarium. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Other than that, I don't have much. I'm going to head out and help Tim finish off the expansion of his cabin out at Delinquent's Gully today, hang out with him, get some work done, and see what we can do, see how this new bug spray works, and try to get through it without having all these stupid bites all over my legs. But other than that, guys, I appreciate everybody listening. And if you got some time, I think you should head over and check out Sensei Scrambling. He's got some poop stories today, some Airbnb disaster stories today. He had what looked like a real fun time cleaning up the Airbnb after his last guest left. So you're going to want to check that out at the Food Forest Farms YouTube page. If you enjoyed this show, it's always free to hit that like, share, and subscribe. To return value for value, please consider joining one of the YouTube membership tiers or watching on Noster, where you can zappity zap, 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 zap. Thanks for the zaps, Michael Sparks and Jim's. I always appreciate those zaps over there. It keeps me above water paying for the stream. Or you can listen on Fountain.fm or Podverse, where you can stream value for value to all your favorite podcast hosts that are on listed there. You can visit thelotsproject.com or confreeroots.com to find all my links, information, and products that you can buy. It's going to be a great day, guys. It's Thursday. Get through today, and you're going to be heading on into Friday. As Pip says, it is Friday Eve. Knock it out of the park. Get a bunch done, and we will catch up with you on Friday.